Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Below the Line in the preview edition. I apologize for the delay for shows this week. Got the truck race going on here in just about 4 hours. We'll preview that big race for them, second to last race of their regular season. Xfinity Series continues on with their summer stretch. They have a big race tomorrow at the Brickyard. And then, of course, the Cup Series returning to the Indy Oval for the first time since 2020, the Brickyard 400. Xfinity returning to the Oval for the first time since 2019. So a pair of big races there. Going to see who's going to kiss the bricks this weekend. Let's start, though, with the Truck Series. Practice is actually going on for them right now. Ty Majeski, who, spoiler alert, is my pick to win this race, he led practice. Then you had Lane Riggs, Luke Fenhouse, Grant Enfinger, and Bailey Curry qualifying for the trucks about to start up, I believe, on FS2 or FS1. One of those, the race tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1. That's a big one for them. Take a look at their playoff standings. You'll see why that's such a big one for those guys, because these playoffs are quickly approaching. Two races left, and the playoff cut line is separated by 1 point. It's Daniel Dye who holds that last spot over Tanner Gray. Christian Eckes has a 32-point lead over Corey Heim for the final, or for the regular season title. It's Heim, Eckes, Sanchez, Carruth, the four guys locked in. Majeski plus 125, Ankrum plus 49, Enfinger plus 46, Gray plus 39, Rhodes plus 18, Dye plus 1. So Majeski going to wrap up a playoff spot tonight. Gray minus 1, Friesen minus 4, Crafton minus 47, Purdy minus 52, Garcia minus 73. I'd say everybody below Friesen has to win. I think Crafton and Purdy, Garcia, they all can mathematically point themselves in. I think everybody down to Brett Holmes could mathematically point their way in, but it's not going to happen, so they need a win. You already heard my win pick, Ty Majeski. He won here last year, still hungry. I mean, he's got to be hungry for that win, right? Hasn't won yet this year, still looking for that first W of 2024. For the Xfinity Series, they already had a practice today. There's also an ARCA race tonight. I believe that's at, 6 p.m. Eastern, FS1, around there. Chandler Smith topped the charts there. He'd love a win. He only has 2 wins this year, hasn't won in a really long time. Then it was Parker Kligerman and the man who has conquered Indy, Connor Daly, yet to win there, but he has, 6 top 10 finishes in the last 7 Indy 500, some ridiculous stat like that. They're about to start there, or they'll have qualifying tomorrow. Josh Berry, 7th in the AM racing car. Keep that in mind, qualifying for those guys tomorrow, 12:05 p.m. Eastern, USA, the NBC Sports app. The race itself, the Pennzoil 250, USA Network, the NBC Sports app, IMS Radio, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Pre-race starts at 3 on both USA and the radio network, the IMS radio network. So let's take a look at their playoff standings. Cole Custer got his first win of the year, locked himself in. He leads Justin Allgaier by 51 points for the regular season. It's Van Gisbergen, Smith, Hill, Mayer, Custer, Allgaier. Love the guys that are locked in on wins. And then this is wrong because it has Ryan Truex locked in. So that is not right. So I won't have those Xfinity playoff standings for you because NASCAR.com does not know how to NASCAR.com. So that's fun. My pick for this race, though, I'm going to go with Justin Allgaier. I couldn't see where he was. Where was he in practice? Maybe we can see where he was. I know Smith is fast. I don't trust that 81 team to close out races as of late. Where was Allgaier? Whoa, 14th, way down the list. Sheldon Creed, by the way, going to have to change an engine, so he will not. He'll have to forfeit his starting position there. For the Cup Series, looking here, Cup Series, Tyler Reddick went to the top of the charts in practice. I believe his teammate Bubba Wallace was 8th, so 23-11, Toyota looking awfully fast. They'll have qualifying tomorrow in the race Sunday. So, yeah, Reddick, Blaney, Hamlin, Bell, Bowman, the top 5, Larson, Keselowski, Buescher, Byron, Hosevar, the top 10, Wallace in 11th. So, as far as qualifying for those guys, that is tomorrow, 1:05 p.m. Eastern, USA Network, the NBC Sports app, IMS Radio, Sirius XM, NASCAR Radio, the Brickyard 400, Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Eastern, NBC, the NBC Sports app, IMS Radio, Sirius XM, NASCAR Radio. I'm going to pick the guy that was third in practice. I think he's the guy whose legacy would probably most benefit from winning this race, not Kyle Larson. I'm going Denny Hamlin. I think Denny has the team under him this year. I think he's maybe my championship pick right now. Emily's not on the show, so, you know, can't say it too loud or, you know, she'll hinder me. But, yeah, I think it's his year. I think this is a big part of that. So give me Denny Hamlin. So like, subscribe, comment, share. Will I be covered all weekend? I know at least a post-race show for the Cup race. We'll see about tonight with trucks and Xfinity. We'll see. It's got stuff going on this weekend, so we'll see if I get shows out for those. Follow us on X at BTYLPod. Make sure you do that. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Find us on all major podcast platforms and here on YouTube at Below the Line. My name is Samuel Stubbs. I'll see you guys later this weekend. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good one.